Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
Tigger. Good morning, Tigger. Good morning, Tigger. Good morning. How are you, Tigger? How are you?
You're wet. You been out in the rain?
You have. Yeah,
you're a good cat. Yeah. Well, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Tigger.
As you can tell, Tigger is on my porch again this morning. She has a tendency of wanting... She has a tendency of wanting to jump up on my shoulders, and if I've got something on that's not thick enough to cover that, it can be quite painful. And so I have to sort of walk where I avoid allowing her to do that. But if I've got on a jacket or something, it's fine, because she'll jump up and then she'll get, actually lean her body weight against my neck and on the left side sort of rub her face or head on my left ear. And I've walked as far as from where I'm standing right now up to the stop sign with her doing that. Her owner was from Germany and she left. Had to go back to Germany after her husband found a girlfriend in the Philippines. And so she had to go back with her two adult children. Left the house. I'm not sure how they ended up getting all that settled and left Tigger. And,
hey, Tigger.
No, she's wanting to get on my shoulder. No,
can't do that.
And so, anyway, she left Tigger and said she'd come back for her, but she never did. And so Cindy, my neighbor up the street, took Tigger in. And Tigger has sort of become a neighborhood cat. She stays at our house quite a bit on the porch. We've even put a bed out for her. But we don't feed her because I don't want her getting that impression. But she's a very sweet cat. And so, anyway, Judith never came back for Tigger, and Tigger's become a part of the community. That's probably been 3 years ago now. But she's a beautiful, mid-sized tabby cat, and as you can tell, she's just really, really sweet. Well, today is the, no. Today is the 13th, 13th of March, Saturday. We're 1 week away from the marathon. On this day next week, we'll be about an hour and 15 minutes away because it's about 6:45. Slept in a little bit this morning because did not need to get up as early because we're not going as far. And the watch is ready. Think I'm ready? Hope you're ready. So let's get started. Welcome to episode 44 of the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me today. It is 51 degrees. The air is quite still. Lots of birds, which you can hear. And we're to the point now where this time of the morning, the sun is up. I can't see it for some of the clouds are filling the sky. But we actually had thunderstorms last night. One loud clap woke me up. That's fairly unusual for us, maybe for you, in the month of March. Around the middle of March, but we certainly had some storms last night. And as I run, I wish I could take pictures. I did get a text message last night that we are due for the 2-year renewal upgrade free phone. If I can get a phone that has a decent camera, maybe as I run sometimes and I see things that I comment on, I might be able to take a picture of that and include that at the blog. I think that would be neat. But I'm not sure what my phone will allow, the new one. Right now I can take pictures, but I can't download them onto the computer. So they're forever stuck to my phone. But anyway, as I'm running along the street here, honestly, every 2 steps, there's probably 5 earthworms. I'm trying to avoid them, but they are stretched out in the street, just all over the place. I don't know if it's because of the rain or because of the fact it was stormy and maybe that draws them out somehow, or maybe it's something else, but the street is literally, they're all over the place, earthworms. Be cool to have a picture, but again, can't do that. But it is good to have you along with me this morning. I slept so last night. Haven't been sleeping so good lately. Cindy nor I, for some reason. But we're hoping to do better on that. We went to bed at a reasonable time, but just couldn't sleep. And then this morning I woke up at 5:45. Knew I didn't want to get up till about 20 after. And I might have gone back to sleep for a minute, but not really. Have you ever tried to sleep where it's just restless? Maybe you go to sleep and you wake up and next morning you can't put your finger on it, but you just know you've not slept as much as you need to. I know next week, probably Thursday night, I've always heard 2 nights before an event that you need to be well rested for. 2 nights before is more important than the night before. So next week, Thursday night will probably be more important than Friday night to get sleep. Friday night, I don't know what sleep's going to be like. And for the marathon, it's a little bit weird. I'd be curious to know if some of you who are listening that have run marathons have experienced this. I should have brought my gloves. I've got on long sleeves, but my hands are a little bit cool. I think I said it's like 51. Not uncomfortably cool, but the thin gloves would have felt better. Anyway, if you've run a marathon, I'd love to know what your thoughts are about it. Not that it matters at this point, other than me being curious. But I, in a strange kind of way, I'm dreading it. It's almost like mentally, I keep asking myself, am I really prepared for it? When I know that I am. I know that I'm prepared to run it and to finish it. Probably not prepared to run the absolute fastest that I'm capable of. I know I'm not, because with the knee problems and all of that. But as I'm into this taper, it's like, man, I feel like I need to go further. And definitely want to try to run faster, but I'm not. Tuesday. After the 14 last week, I took off Sunday and Monday. Tuesday went 6 miles, and I don't know if it was smart or not, but I thought, well, I'm going to throw in a little bit of quicker running. And so I took off, and gradually, after about 10 minutes, began to pick up the pace and hit 4 miles and 37 minutes and 2 seconds, which is like a 9:18. Well, if you've been listening to this show very long, you know, for me, that's not really terribly fast, not for what I've been doing in the past. It is recently. And here comes some geese, Canadian geese. You can probably hear them. It's a big pond behind our house and way behind our house, but they often come there. And they'll follow the river and the creek, which the creek goes right behind our house. Anyway, I hit the 3 miles, 4 miles rather, in 3702, and then began to slow down and finished the run in like 50 minutes for 4 miles, which is not that fast, but it's fast for me recently. The knee problems are virtually non-existent. They tend to bother me more when I'm not running than when I do. And like a couple days back, I was laying across the bed and had my legs hanging off of the edge of the bed where they don't quite touch the floor, and that pressure of the weight of my leg pulling on my knee joint creates some discomfort, but they really feel pretty good. That run on Tuesday, by the time I got to that point, I was noticing pain in the groin again. And when I say groin, it's not really groin. I looked up groin injuries on the web, and all of those referred to pain inside of your thigh leading up to the groin. It's really not what mine's been. Mine is discomfort from the top of the hip, that bend on my right side. I think it's more probably the tendon that connects the muscles between the top of my quad and my hip area. But it's on the very front. It's not inside my leg. It's not on the outside of my leg. It's the very front. And as I shared last week, it is basically a reminisce of the old injury from high school track. And it's funny, as I was reading about groin injuries, even though I don't think that's technically what that is, but it's an injury there, or it's a bothersome thing there. I also came across several places and articles where it said if you injure yourself in an area, the tendency to injure yourself there again is like 6 times more. And so it's no wonder that I haven't had an issue with that. It's not been anything that's made me had to stop, and it's something that typically I don't feel whenever I just get out and walk when it's all over. But when I run, it's almost like a dull tiredness there. And even this morning, though it's not bothering me much at all, at this point, I can still feel it just a bit. So what my hopes are is, with this scaling way back, I hope to get that thing rested. Even though we're running on it a little bit, no fast running now, and really no distance at all. Hoping to get it rested. And then of course, 2 days before the marathon, we're not going to run at all. But my knees feel pretty good. If they can stay the way they are, and I'm still wearing the knee bands or knee straps, I don't think we'll have an issue with those. But I was reading and said that other than running, like one run during the middle of the week, which will be the week we're in right now, other than running one of those at marathon pace, which for me, I'm still not quite sure what that is. The rest of your runs need to be 1.5 to 2 minutes slower, which I know for me would be 10.5 or 11 minutes. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get that slow or not, but we have averaged like clockwork 9:45, 9:50. And I think that might be the pace that we try to average for the first half, pick it up as we can. And I believe realistically for this first marathon, especially with some of the issues I've dealt with the knees and the hip, that we're just going to shoot to finish. And realistically, unless I have major problems that I don't think I will, I think we'll break 4.5 hours. And if I can break 4.5, I'll be really happy with that. But if I don't, I'll live with that. But if I can run the 9:45 and then dip it down to maybe 9:30 for the second half, that will put me finishing around 4 hours 15 minutes, 4 hours 20 at the long. Well, I think 4 hours and 15 minutes is, personally, especially for a first one, that is very respectable. So, will I do that? I don't know. I'm thinking, what am I going to do if I begin to feel really, really good and find that I can run the first half, 9:10 a mile? Will I do it? I don't know. I know breaking 4 is going to be a temptation for me. That's just my nature. But I also know it's not very smart. So I think we'll deliberately hold it at 9:45 and really not try to worry about 4 hours. It's my first one. If I finish it, I need to be happy. And I've definitely got the mileage to finish it. And I believe I can. As long as the knees and the right hip behave. Now right now my hip feels pretty good. So that's the plan. Can I tell you what I'm going to try to do race day? No, because I don't know. Other than what I just said, tentatively, we're going to see how that works out. So we went 6 Tuesday. I went 5 on Thursday. And we're going to go 3 or 4 today. Might even just go 3. And then we will take off tomorrow, which is Sunday, run 3 on Monday, off on Tuesday, and probably run 2 on Wednesday. So I'm going to err on the side of being well-rested rather than trying to think that another mile or two at this point is going to make a difference. Even though I feel like I want to go further, I know I need to be well-rested for that day. So that's what we're concentrating on. I think I'll just go 3, so you'll probably go with me every step of the way today. We're averaging 10:26 right now, and we've probably covered a mile and 4/10. Matter of fact, let me get my watch ready. We've covered a mile and a half, so theoretically I don't need to go much further. I think I will run up here to the stop sign and turn around. Might give us 3.2 or something like that when we finish. And that's going to be it today. That's going to be all she wrote. But what did I do this week? I did what we told you, and then continue to do the core exercises, where I do the sit-ups and push-ups and the exercises with the ball, shin exercises, and then I don't know what you call it, but where I hold the ball behind my back and lift it up when I'm on my knees. It's like triceps exercising those. So we've continued to do that. So that means this week we'll get 14 in, week before the race, and the week out of the race we'll run 3 and 2. That'll give me 31 for the week, which I'm not concerned about. I was reading, it said that any running I do next week, or you do during the week of the marathon, is basically for your head. It's not going to benefit you any. But I did want to run a little faster last week, or this week, on the 6-miler, just to remind my legs that they can do that. So, marathon is, counting real time in hours, it's just over, actually with daylight savings coming back on today, we literally are one solid week away now from the race. So we're going to continue to rest it and just try to take care of ourselves. You know, when I talked a little while back about running 42 a week or so back, theoretically that was true. I did cover that much in a 7-day period. But knee strap came loose. That won't work. But as we came back and looked that over, I realized what I've actually done is, leading up to that, after the week of the horrendous knee injury, where I only ran 4, if you remember. That was back episode 3 or 4 episodes ago. Might have been 41. Week after that, I ran 15-something. Week after that, I ran 21-something. And then last week, I ran 34.5. So, if you look at those from Monday through Sunday, I ran 15, 21, 34.5 the last 3 weeks. That's not a lot, but is it enough to run the marathon? Yeah, because there was an 8-day period there, 7-day period, where we actually covered the 42 miles right at it. So again, I think we're ready to run it, but the question is, can we? How fast? I'm not worried about it. Main thing, I want to rest. I was also doing some research, and you may know this, but I forgot where it was I was reading. But it suggested that your last run of over 18 miles or further, they recommended a month out instead of 3 weeks. And they cited some studies that supposedly proved that that was the case. That if you ran 4 miles out, your last long run, that 30 days or so, 28 days, gives your body adequate time to recover. During the last couple weeks, they suggested some mild speed work, quality, intensity, but not a lot of it, contrasted with distance, and that would be what works the best. So I don't know. When I do this again, feel confident I will. I don't know when, but we definitely will be looking at what we're doing a little differently. And although I've shared some things I've learned with you as we've trained for the marathon, I think in an upcoming episode, not the one where we cover the race, but upcoming episode, I think I'll just try to share with you some of my personal things that I've learned about training for a marathon. Things I think are beneficial and worth doing if they're done correctly, and things we need to avoid. And I've definitely had a few of those, even though I was not consciously, at the time, consciously doing it. But I'll cover that in an upcoming show a little bit later. I checked the weather. We can now see the forecast. And next Friday night, the low, depending on where you look, we're back to the earthworms again. The low is 40 to 45, and the high is going to be 64 or 66, even 67. Well, race time, that means it might be around 50. The sun will be coming up later with the daylight savings. So maybe by lunchtime, around when I'll finish, sometime somewhere between 12 and 1, we are expecting, at that point, probably 60 degrees. That's a little bit warm, but not terrible. So we'll have to plan for that. You are listening to episode 44 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Welcome back. We're continuing to wind up this 3-mile run, and I think I was talking about the weather before the break. It's going to be a little warm, but we'll be prepared and dressed appropriately and hope that it all turns out okay. It's funny, but I think I mentioned it earlier, but as I think about it, I'm sort of dreading this, not because I don't believe I can do it, but mentally, physically, and in a way even emotionally, some of the training and the injuries have taken a toll on me. Physically, I feel a bit beat up, not like I did a month ago with those knee problems, but I know my knees are not at 100%, but probably at 99%, and this nagging hip in the back of my mind, I keep thinking, okay, let's say I hit 17, 18 miles, 19 or 20, doesn't matter, take your pick, and the hip really begins to hurt. From what I can gather, if it doesn't bother your stride and you can run straight without any pain, probably can continue to go. But if it affects your stride, you probably need to stop, or you could risk some kind of permanent damage. So for me, that's why I think I need to take it slow, see how it goes. And the fact that we'll only run 5 miles between now and next Saturday, a week away, surely that's going to help. Right now I'm feeling it, but it's not terrible. But I'm running relatively slow. We're not going to go very far today. I do want to remind you, if you would like to make a contribution to the American Lung Association in memory of my father, whom I'm running this race for, please go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20runner.blogspot.com, and there's a link at the very top. If you click on the American Lung Association graphic, and there's also a link over to the left that you could use. Be sure and mention it's for Roland Cavanaugh's marathon effort or a donation in memory of my dad, Samuel McDonald Cavanaugh. I would appreciate that. I've actually had people asking me at church and people I've run into, now can I just give you a check? And the answer is yes. Well, I'm not going to ask you to send me a check. But the response has been positive. I don't know how much we've received, but we'll find that out after it's all said and done, within a week or two. See where we are, and I'll try to get some totals on that, and we'll share that in an upcoming show as well. So don't forget that. Don't forget, you can check me out on Twitter. 20 minute runner, 20 minute runner is my handle. Love to have you following. And I've picked up several followers. Each week we pick up a few. I want to thank you for that. And if you're not following me on Twitter, then I'd appreciate you doing so, and I will follow you as well. Now, I'm not one of these who has a phone where I go on Twitter every 5 minutes and, you know, I'm getting in my car, I'm eating breakfast. I don't do that. But 3 or 4 times a week, I'll go on there and give a quick update on the run or what I plan to do running wise, or, you know, if the knees are acting ugly or the hips behaving or whatever. We're climbing the last hill right now. So I do go on Twitter, and I'd love to have you on there as well. Also at the blog, don't forget, there's a survey on the left-hand side as well, near the top, that I put out every couple months. love to have you go there and take 3 seconds, click on your answer. This survey is, what's the furthest you've ever run? 5, 10, 10 to 15, 15, 20, 20 further. Take 2 seconds, 3 seconds. I'd appreciate you doing that. And just check out the blog. There's pictures. There are listener race reports. A link to that. Incidentally, I want to thank David, my UK friend. He was such a faithful listener. David, I'm really humbled that you enjoy the show so much. And others do too. I received a couple of other emails late this week also. Very kind comments. But I found out David lost his mother to cancer, just like I lost my dad to cancer. And as he was listening to, I think it was the last 20 mile or maybe 21, he could identify with that struggle of trying to get through that relative to his mom's death and her struggles. So David, thank you for sharing that. It means a lot to me because this show is really, it's about running. And I know I spend quite a bit of time talking about myself because I'm the host. And it's the nature of doing your podcast, your own podcast. But this show is really about all of you. Because without you, there'd be no show to do. And so your feedback is welcome. It's important. It's critical. And I appreciate kind comments like those. And from others who have sent me a short message. You know, hey, Roland, you're going to do great. Some of those are on Twitter, but I want to thank you for that. So, if you haven't signed up to make a donation, even if you donate $2, I would really appreciate it. Don't forget, we're on Twitter, and check out the blog. There are lots of things there for you to do. We're stopping. Okay. We are finished. I ran 3.037, so right at 3 miles, and our average pace 10.01, so that's not bad. I really, it's funny though, in my body I feel like I could go further, but I also realize that I don't need to at this point. I was reading in some of the materials on the web. It said that one of the hardest things for runners to do who are training for the marathon is to cut back the last couple of weeks anyway. I can identify with that because my body's saying, Roland, you're going to lose your edge by not running very much. Or my mind is telling me that. And I have that feeling in my body that says I could go further and I want to go further. But I also realize that that's not what I really need to be doing. So we're deliberately tapering. And for me, this taper is a little more dramatic than some, but I probably ran a little more than I needed to for just a wee bit longer leading into it. And with the knees and the hip, that's affecting it as well. So I don't know. At this point, folks, I'll just be glad when it's behind me. I look forward to it, but I'll just be glad when it's over and away. Not that I dread the race itself, but just everything leading up to it. I was talking to a friend of mine recently who I did not know had run a marathon in the past, and they have. And they basically said, that the training is worse than the race. It demands so much of your time. Mentally, it's draining. It can be a drain emotionally on everything else because you have to put in so much time getting in the long runs, which I can understand that. And it's like you build up to this point. It's like high school graduation. And then you begin to back off of it. And I don't believe it'll be anticlimactic, that's not what I mean, but it's like you build up and then instead of just It's like you've got the gun cocked. Instead of pulling the trigger, you've got to keep your finger on the trigger for 2 to 3 weeks before you can actually pull it. And I think that's a good analogy of the way I'm feeling right now. I'm just ready to do it. I'm ready to get it done. So this coming week, we will be getting ready for that. And other than those two short runs, we will be picking up our race packing on Friday evening, going to Showplace, and Lady, come on. Come on, Lady. Come on. Come on. And that will be available from, I think it's 12 to 9 or something like that. Hold on, Lady. To pick that up, and I had a correspondence from Austin this week on Facebook, and he will be coming to Chapel Hill. Go Heels. Man, they've disappointed me this year. I watched the ACC tournament as well, and of course they lost in the first round to Georgia Tech, but it's something to go from being national champions to possibly not getting invited to the NIT. But that's another story. But I am a diehard junkie Carolina basketball fan. I don't know if I've ever shared that, but I am. But anyway, Austin is going to be coming to Chapel Hill Friday night, and Sammy then will be coming up to Greensboro to stay in his apartment, Sammy, Sandra, and their daughter. And we're going to go eat some pasta Friday night, at least Sammy and Sandra and Theta. And Kellyanne might be coming. I don't know. I texted her yesterday. She was on the way back from Tennessee, where she's been visiting her daughter and the baby. And they're on the way back. She was on the way back yesterday. And so not sure if Carol's going to make it or not. Talked to my mother as well. And Ronald, my stepfather with multiple myeloma, is really, really struggling right now. He has started oral chemo again. And he's responding okay to that, I guess, as far as what they want it to do, but he's just not well. His eyes bother him. He has a lot of pain, and to be truthful, I don't know if he's going to pull through this one again or not, but we'll wait and see. But anyway, they're coming up, Sammy and his crowd, and possibly Carol Ann for the race. And then after it's all over, I'm not sure what we'll do, but looking forward to having the family here. Ever since I moved several years ago into this general area, don't see the family near as much as I did, obviously. And sometimes I wish I lived closer to where I grew up. Maybe you do. But at the same time, home is where you live, and we love where we live. We love the neighborhood we're in, and we love this area. Greensboro, Winston-Salem, High Point, Thomasville. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we're near a lot of things that if we want to do something differently or different, then we can find it. So that's nice. So I think I'm going to wind it up here. Eddie and I are out walking right now. I think the high today is supposed to be in the mid-60s. Thick clouds in the western sky, but I believe they've thinned from last night probably. And the sun is coming up really well right now, peeking over the rooftops through the trees, and there's just beautiful white cumulus clouds in the east where the sun came up. It's going to be a beautiful day. We've had great weather. After having the 6 snows, we have warmed up significantly, and looks like that trend's going to continue this week. It'll be great running weather. Saturday is going to be a little warm, I think, but we're just going to enjoy it. I think that's the bottom line, the way it is with anything in life. Why do we set these boundaries on our, not boundaries, well, that's another question. Why do we set boundaries on ourselves, which we shouldn't? But the other side of that is, why do we push ourselves sometimes to go beyond what really is expected, or what is reasonable, or what is acceptable in me, I just have this innate desire to always push myself beyond what I need to do, no matter what I do. Whether it's running and feeling concerned about breaking some certain time in the marathon, my first one, my word, give me a break. Or whether it is contributing to some type of project where I'm involved with it, I've got to push myself as hard as I can. When I wrote the book about my dad, I was that way. When I get my head in something, I can't let it go, and I have to stick with it until I finish it, no matter what it is. And if I do it once and I'm done, that's fine, but I want to be able to say that I did it, and I guess that's okay. But relative to this, we're just going to back off and take our time, and we're going to enjoy it. All right, let me close out. Did want to tell you that next week we'll be recording for the marathon. I will record during the race, plan to. And, of course, we'll be sharing some tidbits leading up to the race as we prepare. But I hope you're running going well, and I appreciate you being with me for this very short run as we continue to taper. And next time we talk, we will be at the North Carolina Marathon in High Point, which will be again March 20th, 2010, 8 o'clock, downtown High Point, right at near Showplace, which is a tremendously large furniture showroom. I will hope to have some pictures as well on the blog after we post episode 45, I think it'll be. Have a great week, everybody. Again, I'm going to finish walking Odie, then he and I are going to go in, and I'm going to get me a little breakfast, and we will talk to you later. Thanks for being with me. See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as musicalley.com, jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.